After yesterday's start of the orientation, and maybe some of you were also today in the library meeting us, and now we are here to tell a bit more about the student union and what we do. Once again, my name is Agnes, and I work in the student union taking care of international affairs and development cooperation.
Hello everyone, nice to see so many of you here. My name is Katarina Saarinen and I'm in the board of executives of the student union and responsible for academic and international affairs. And there's also Heidi Rättyä, who is also in the board and also responsible for the international affairs together with me. Unfortunately, she couldn't make it here today, but so you can remember her name and come talk to her or me whenever you have anything you'd like to talk about.
Yes, and at least we have a picture of her, so you will remember how she looks like. So let's get started. So what is JYY? And the number one lesson I would like you to remember, that JYY is the student union and JYU is the university itself. So the two are not the same organizations. And the student union, it is your own organization. It's made by you. It's made by the students. And it is for the students. So it's made by you and it is made for you. We have quite a lot of members, about 12,000 students, and we are a politically independent organization.
And so what does you do for you? It provides all kind of assistance and support to all of the students here at the University of Jyväskylä. It also supervises the interests of students at the university and also in the society. For example, in the city of Jyväskylä, we do quite a lot of cooperation with the city and try to make sure that, you know, it's easy for the students to go everywhere by bike, etc. And for example, if there's stuff like your exam results are late or something like that, you can always contact you. And we help in that kind of things. And then we also organize various events and activities. For example, tonight there is this grand opening party for all new and also continuing students. Also, there's movies and, parties, but also a lot of different kind of activities and events. For example, sports events. And etc. And I think maybe a bit more about those later.
So many of you are members of you, and many of you actually have joined just this morning in the library, which is great. So what do you get actually from the membership? There are a lot of things. One of the most important that you probably or you must have heard about already is the inexpensive student health care in FSHS. So that is only for students, so they know how to deal with students as customers. They have expertise in that field, and it's really easy for students to get appointments there. And of course, depending on the services, it's either free or much cheaper than in the public health care or, of course, in the private health care. So that is number one. Then if you join the student union, if you join JYY, or as we say, you, then you can get a student card, and with a student card there comes a lot of discounts. Also, Frank, the card provider, offers and continuously negotiates new offers. So always check out their website to see what is new there. You get discounts on traveling, on meals, on cultural events. As Kata said, we are organizing a lot of free time activities and cultural activities. In Ilokivi, the restaurant is owned by us. So the food there is there for you. And many say that it's the best on campus, but it might be a bit of a subjective opinion. Then downstairs in Ilokivi, so in the student union building, we have this black box where we have parties and, for example, the movie screenings. Then the Kortapohja student village, where many of you live, that's also ours. And by joining, you have the possibility to live there, and the rent is much, much more friendly, student friendly, than living in a private apartment. And there are a lot of services also in Kortapohja, all kinds of free time activities as well. And one of them is Rentukka, this restaurant / bar / place to hang out / place to study and meet you with your friends. So they have all sorts of stuff. Survival kits for exchange students. It's also coordinated by us. And then advice and representation. So a lot, really a lot of things. An important thing that I also wanted to mention that we have zero tolerance for bullying and harassment of any kind, and you as students, you have the right for a safe learning environment, and you also have the responsibility to keep this environment safe for everyone. So I would like you to ask you to, if you see anything, and I don't want to give the suggestion that there would be a lot of things happening, but things can happen. So if you anytime witness something inappropriate, please do interfere. This is not acceptable in any way. And if you experience something, then please do contact us and we can sort the things out. It can be in the city, it can be in the university, it can be student, it can be staff. We don't know, but please do let us know, because we do want to make this place and keep this place safe for everyone and enjoyable for everyone. And if you would like to contact us, there's a general email address you can contact. And then if you prefer to talk to a female, there's one for females. And if you prefer to talk with a male, there's one address for males as well.
So then a few words about how you is organized, like, as an organization. So there's a board of executives, which is the highest. Yeah, they're kind of like the parliament of this organization. Now I'm talking about the Council of Representatives. Yes. Yeah, there's the board, which me and Heidi, as mentioned, are part of. There's also 8 other people in the board. And then there's the Council of Representatives, which should be at the top, because that's the highest decision maker. They are kind of like the parliament. They're all students, all members of you. And then there are over 40 full-time employees. Agi is one of the employees here, and then there are also different subcommittees which anyone can take part in. I think there's a few words about these committees later coming. So there are dozens of people in the positions of trust, and even more volunteers, and so you can be one of them if you're interested in volunteering or just taking part in, for example, these subcommittees, or you have any ideas for us. Please join, and it's very easy, and it doesn't. You can, like, for example, in the subcommittees, you can just show up in one meeting, and if you don't want to come ever again, then that's fine.
And we still give you free sandwiches and coffee
yes.
and tea every time. So a bit about the employees. Kati mentioned that I'm one of them, so I take care of international affairs. And I have a number of colleagues, and they take care of all kind of different kind of practical and daily matters of the student union. We give advice and help students with all sorts of issues. And everyone has their own sectors that they are mainly responsible for. But if you want to join us, if you think you have some ideas or questions, you can freely join me or, for example, the member services secretary, and we will talk with our workmate and see that who is the kind of the main responsible, who can answer your question the best. And we are found in the Student Union building in Ilokivi, so that's a good place to keep in mind. If you ever would like to also come to see us face to face, then just come and ask if we are around, and we can have a chat. Mm-hmm.
And then still a few words about the board members. So as mentioned, there are 10 of them. Here you can see a picture of all of us. I'm there in the middle next to Heidi. Actually, Heidi is on my left side in the picture. Here on the right side in the gray shirt. So us two are responsible for the international affairs. So if you have anything related to that, you can come talk to us or email us. But of course, you can also talk to any of the board members. We are also really here to for you and for all of us students.
Yeah. And anyways, if you anytime see someone with this kind of hoodie or jumper, you know it's a student union employee or board member, so you know that you can come and talk to us. So I mentioned that there are all kinds of subcommittees. Subcommittee is an awfully scary word, I think, but basically it's just groups of students, like basically almost like clubs. So we meet and we have certain topics that each group does, and then we organize events or discuss issues that are relevant at the moment. We are in the subcommittee for international affairs. I'm also in the subcommittee of development cooperation, and those two subcommittees are actually always in English, and we have all the papers in English. The others are also completely, totally available for you, but for example, they do the papers in Finnish, but if you're interested, you can always join, and there will be a balancing thing between Finnish and English, but it is absolutely possible for you. If you are interested in sports, for example, in cultural activities, you can join those subcommittees.
Yes, and then a few words about the Subcommittee for International Affairs, which is also known as SIA. It's a forum, like Agi said, it's kind of a club for discussion for both Finnish and international students. And as mentioned, in this subcommittee, all of the material is in English and the meetings are in English. There are usually always a lot of international students in these meetings, and also Finnish students. And in these meetings, we bring up issues concerning the lives of international students. So this is a very like an easy channel to influence. And if you have some concerns or some ideas, maybe how the for example, international students could be even better taken into account here at the university or at our student union. Just feel free to join the subcommittee and bring up your ideas in the meetings. And as mentioned, there are usually our meetings like once a month. There's also a Facebook group for us, I think, yeah. But for example, you can just come to the meetings whenever you feel like that. You don't have to come to all of them. It's totally like voluntary, and if you come to the meeting once, it doesn't require like any other action from you. Yeah. Just as much as you want to participate. So you can find this subcommittee on Facebook. It's called U Subcommittee for International Affairs. If you happen to be on your phone right now, yes. You can look for it right away, or then just try to remember maybe just the SIA. You can find it with that.
And these slides will be also uploaded to the orientation program, so you will be able to anyways check
and
out.
And as mentioned, there's always some snacks, free snacks and free coffee and tea in the meeting, so just another reason to join.
We know how to get students involved. And then the other subcommittee I wanted to tell about is the Subcommittee for Development Cooperation. So it's basically for everyone who is interested in global responsibility, kind of like the people who like to save the world. So if you are one of them, come to us and let's do it together. We have a few different kind of projects going on. One of them is the Development Cooperation Week, and we are actually currently looking for volunteers. So if you are interested, do let us know. We have also sent out some emails about it to different kind of lists, and we will keep on advertising this. So if you are interested in these, then definitely we have a spot for you. We also have a Fair Trade University project. So this university is committed to support fair trade, and through that, the people who are working elsewhere and making those products. And we are also looking for a coordinator for that project, so keep it in mind. The Development Cooperation Week is actually in the autumn, so that's a one-week event. But the Fair Trade University thing is an ongoing thing, so we would like a person who could do it for at least half a year, or a year would be even better, but a bit longer thing. And we're also planning some other projects right now. So there will be more coming up. We organize a lot of events, theme weeks, and fundraisers. And at the moment, we have always been collecting funds for different kind of projects. Currently, we are collecting funds for some projects in Nepal. And the easiest way to support it and participate is that if you come to eat in Ilokivi restaurant, you can get those tickets where it reads Kehu. And that means that lunch ticket, that lunch costs 20 cents more, and the 20 cents goes to the project. And a lot of 20 cents make a big difference. That has been really popular among our students. And we also have a Facebook group, JYY, Subcommittee for Development Cooperation. So if you would like to hear more about these issues, if you would like to come to our meetings or some of our events, that's a place to visit. This is just to show you, I'm not going to read out, but just to show you that how many different kind of things we have. So seriously, just check it back later, and if there's something that you are interested in, contact us, and then you can get involved with whatever that was. And some more ways to get involved. I've listed some of the new upcoming events, and there are quite a lot. So today is the JYY Grand Opening in Ilokivi, and we have the Aladdin sing-along.
Sing-along, yeah, there's a sing-along movie you can watch. Then if you're not interested in the movie, you can. There are some snacks, and there will be a DJ later and some other musicians, and just like a great place to hang out and meet a lot of new students, both international and also Finnish students. So if you don't have anything to do tonight, please come to Ilokivi. Exactly. Everyone is welcome.
And if I'm right, the sing-along, the Aladdin and the upstairs hanging around is for free?
Yes.
And then,
if you want to come to the actual party later, you can purchase tickets at Ilokivi, so at the entrance.
Perfect. Then our first meeting for the Subcommittee for Development Cooperation is coming up. It's already next week, and it's in Ilokivi at 4 o'clock. Then the next one, a bigger event, would be Kortapohja Fest, so kind of a small festival fest in Kortapohja on the 14th, and they're going to be cotton candy and like real alpacas. Like for real, that you can come and pet.
So as you can see, the student union does quite a lot of things.
A wide range, tries to please everyone. So last year we had like some events with dogs. Now we thought that we should also make those people happy who really like alpacas.
So. Yeah, maybe someone has asked for alpacas, so here you are.
So remember, what do you like? What would that be? Then we have an international speed friending coming up. So it's kind of like a speed dating, but it's a speed friending. And the idea would be to also, of course, invite Finnish students. So it would be a chance for international and Finnish students to kind of like meet a bit more and chat and maybe become friends.
Yes, and there will be a Facebook event about it, hopefully done tonight by me. And we will write about it to use Facebook. Facebook page, so make sure you follow us on Facebook, and you will get more information about the the event, but I highly recommend it for all of you who want to meet new, both international and also Finnish students. And it's going to be a very relaxed hangout with some snacks and, you know, just friends and about making new people. So if you think that speed friending or dating sounds a bit awkward, this is not going to be awkward. I'm sure it's going to be a lot of fun.
Then we have the meeting for the Subcommittee of International Affairs on the 19th, again in Ilokivi building, and at 4 o'clock. All the subcommittee meetings are always at 4 o'clock, so probably you don't have any classes then, and it's easier to come. Then it's starting to be October, and it starts to be a bit darker, so we start to step it up and provide you with a lot of events, so you won't stay at home in that dark place, but you come and meet people. So there will be a lot of things happening in October especially. There will be a well-being week from 8th to 14th. So I think the program is not done yet, but usually it's concentrates on your well-being, how to keep your mind fresh, what kind of like physical activities you can do. There are usually also some events like meditation or whatever, some discussions and how you can get tips. Then there will be a sports apro, which is an event that you can sign up for, and there will be different spots to visit. You can choose where you want to go, and those different spots offer different kind of sport possibilities. So you can go probably maybe wall climbing or canoeing. Yeah. And
so this is a great great way to try different kind of sports, and then if you get interested in some, I'm sure there's information on how you can so continue these sports later.
Exactly.
On.
And they are not all in the university. Actually, quite many of them are outside of university, so it's also a great way to get to know what kind of sports opportunities the city of Jyväskylä offers to you. Then actually the whole October will be, or almost the whole October will be, a so-called ethical October. We will have an environmental week, we will have a fair trade week, and we will have a development cooperation week. So we are going to just jump from a theme week to a theme week. And if you're interested in participating in any of these, you definitely should. There will be also quite many English-speaking events on this. And if you would like to actually participate in organizing them, we would be also really happy about that one. And this is how far we got. No more dates, but...
Yeah, I would just like to mention about the movies. Yes. I think that's one of the events that I probably enjoy almost the most. I just looked that there's, for example, the movie Black KKK Klansman featuring Finnish actor Jasper Backer. This was a huge thing for Finland. It's a Hollywood movie, but anyways, it just came out in the movie theaters in Finland, but the movie theaters are quite expensive, at least in my student opinion. So at Ilokivi, you can come see these movies for a lot cheaper. So I think there's movies every Monday and Tuesday. So also, if you are from Use Facebook page, you will find more information about these movies.
Exactly. As you might or might not know, in Finland, the movies are not dubbed, they are subtitled. So it's
the same thing at Ilokivi.
Yes. So it's quite likely that you will be able to come. The subtitles are, because there are two official languages, Finnish and Swedish, usually they are both there. So you can imagine adding an English one is maybe not a good idea because it's going to cover the whole screen. But always do check, if you're interested in a movie, check out what language they use in it. Or in some cases, for example, we do use English subtitles. And for example, if there's a Finnish movie, then most likely there will be an English subtitle.
And most movies are in English, I think. So if you understand English, you will be able to enjoy them.
Exactly.
But yeah, do make sure that what the language is.
Exactly. Then we have a student newspaper called Julkkari, which comes every 3 weeks or month?
Yeah, every 3 weeks, I think.
Yes. And we always have an English section there. And so you can always check it out. It's free, but what I wanted to mention that you can also write to it. So if you have any ideas that you want to throw in, but you don't want to write, that's also okay. But also if you want to write, you should just contact Julkkari and see when and what and how and figure the details out. But it's absolutely possible, and we always have some international students writing there as well. And last but not least, I really, really would like you to join or check out UTSAT, which is our weekly newsletter. So it really comes out every week when it's active study time, not probably under Christmas or holidays or something. But every Wednesday we have a deadline. People have to send their news to us. And on Friday it comes out in Finnish. And in the weekend it comes out in English. And it includes events for the following week. So if any time you feel like, I'm not quite sure what is happening, is there anything happening, you should remember that we have UTSAT. It's always posted on our website, but also, for example, if you join any mailing list, which I really recommend to you, there are two ones that I recommend for you a lot. One is Foreign Student News, FS News, and the other is IDS, so International Degree Students. So you can, the exchange students probably can join FS News and the degree students the IDS. Your tutor can help. And this is sent there automatically. So if you get, you sign up for this, you definitely will be up to date and see the weirdest thing and make sure that you will hear if we have alpacas coming or something like that.
Yeah, but there's really a lot of going on, like I could say almost every day here in Jyväskylä and at our university and our student union. So you really don't ever have to feel bored if you, you know, have some free time. Hopefully you do. And so whether you like alpacas or cotton candy or movies or sports or parties, there's really, I think, something for everyone. So you following you, this is a great way to see what is going on.
And you can find us both physically and online. So that is the picture of our building where we are located. And where also the restaurant is located. And then we are online, we are on Instagram, we are on Facebook. The first, that awful name, that is the Student Union. And then under that, there's the Campus Kino, the cinema. And then the last one is the newspaper. So you can join them. And don't get scared because that if our Facebook name is in Finnish, it's just too long to put it there also in English. But our communication is in both languages, not only in Finnish.
Usually you can see a Finnish on the top rows, like first all of the information is usually in Finnish, but then there's always also the English translation. Yes. And if you need a new calendar for free, you can get it at our office at this building. In September, the office is open from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., after September, it opens at 12 and closes at 4 p.m. So feel free to drop by. You can get your calendar, and we have other brochures. And like, really, if you have anything you want to ask us or any ideas or anything, yeah, really, the door is open, yeah, always.
And if you still would like to join the student union, you haven't done that yet, you can do it there as well. Or if you order the student card and it arrives, the plastic one, you will need to come and pick up the validating sticker.
And if you still haven't ordered your student card, but you would like to order one and you need help with that, you can come to the office and we will help you to order one.
And that is where we are, so on the main campus. But I think many of you have walked by or...
A lot of letters.
Yes. But close to the main building, and your tutor, I either have showed it to you already or we'll do it soon.
Yeah, so it's the one that is circled where we are.
That was it. I don't think we have time. We don't have time. I got the sign. So we don't have time, but if you have a question, please comment.
Yeah, just comment, drop by.
Yes.
Thank you very much, and enjoy your fall semester.
Gracias. Muchas gracias.